Hello and welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morton and I'm Senior Pastor, Team Leader at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds. We are beginning a new series today as we look at some chapters from 1 Corinthians, one of the Apostle Paul's letters. This is a great book that is full of life and colour, and so it's going to be an exciting journey for us as we look at God's ancient yet ever-living word. And so as we tend to do as we begin a new series, we pray for travelling mercies as we begin to look at the letter of 1 Corinthians. Lord, as we journey through this book, as we see Paul's heart, and more of that, as we see your heart, O Lord, we pray that you would be with us. We pray that we would understand a little more about the context and what the letter meant to its original hearers. And as we understand that, we pray that we would hear your voice speaking to us across the centuries by the power of the Holy Spirit into our lives, into our context, into our families, our homes, our churches, and our communities. We want to hear your voice. And so, Lord, in a posture of submission and humility and obedience, we come to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and I'm reading from verse 1, and I'll go right through to verse 14. Let's hear together the word of the Lord. The Apostle Paul says, "Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not the result of my work in the Lord? Even though I may not be an apostle to others, surely I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. This is my defence to those who sit in judgment on me. Don't we have the same right to food and drink? Don't we have the right to take a believing wife along with us, as do the other apostles and the Lord's brothers and Cephas, that is Peter? Or is it only I and Barnabas who must work for a living? Who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its grapes? Who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk? Do I say this from a merely human point of view? Doesn't the law say the same thing? For it is written in the law of Moses, 'Do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain.' Is it about oxen that God is concerned? Surely he says this for us, doesn't he? Yes, this was written for us, because when the ploughman ploughs and the thresher threshes, they ought to do so in the hope of sharing in the harvest. If we have sown spiritual seed among you, is it too much if we reap a material harvest from you? If others have this right of support from you, shouldn't we have it all the more? But we did not use this right. On the contrary, we put up with anything rather than hinder the gospel of Christ. Don't you know that those who work in the temple get their food from the temple, and those who serve at the altar share in what is offered on the altar? In the same way, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel." And so we prepare to plunge into this exciting book. It contains essential lessons for us, especially as we begin to come out of lockdown. A little bit of context is important here if we're really going to understand what the apostle is saying. Paul is contending with so-called super apostles, those who looked down on Paul and Barnabas because they had chosen to work for a living rather than be supported by the Corinthian church. Into this setting, Paul says two things to the Corinthians. Firstly, full-time church workers are worthy of financial support and, of course, support in other ways. Pastors, evangelists, church planters, gospel preachers have a right to support. Indeed, in verse 14, this is commanded. I worked at Spurgeon's College for 10 years, where I was privileged to train pastors and pioneers, missional leaders, those who are working in a church context today. And for the last 3 years, as part of what I do, I've been teaching at St. Hild College here in Yorkshire, both Anglicans and Baptists, and also some independents. I know from that experience, and I guess also from personal experience, that full-time church ministry can be tough. There are many discouragements around. I do believe that the devil sometimes attacks a church through a pastor or a leader. And churches don't always treat pastors well. And there are many verses here in this reading that encourage us to do so. In post-COVID-19, we'll need church leaders, church workers, pastors, evangelists more than ever, and they are worthy of support. I realise I don't talk about this very often, but it's something that's really on my heart. If you have a pastor, if you have a church leader who is full-time, support them well, pray for them, encourage them, and support them financially. That's the first thing. But I'm sure you'll have recognised that Paul voluntarily chooses not to exercise his right to full-time support. It's not that he always took this view. He did receive gifts from the churches that he had planted. We read about that in Philippians chapter 4, how again and again the Philippians gave financially to meet Paul's needs and that of his team. But in this particular situation in Corinth, he believes it would have hindered the gospel of Christ to have received such support from them. How do we apply this to our lives? Well, is God calling us to lay something down, perhaps only a season, that really is our right? Because to hold on to it, even when it is a right, would hinder the gospel of Christ. This is the key question for us. Is something that we're doing, is the way that we are living, hindering the gospel of Christ? For a pastor, it might well mean that not taking a stipend would hinder the gospel, because that person then would have to give themselves to other work, and they wouldn't have the capacity to pastor, to preach, to pray, to offer missional leadership to a congregation. But in other cases, it might be right for such a person to forego such support for a time. The question is not, what is my right, but what is best for the gospel? Transpose this into your context, into your workplace, into your home, into your life in the community. We have rights, and these are important to God. But the question shouldn't be so much, what is my right, but what is the best thing for me to do in this context for Christ and the gospel? What is best for the progress of the gospel? This is the question that Paul asks himself and does so constantly. He is sold out for Christ and the gospel, and he doesn't want anything to get in the way of gospel ministry. May we have the same desire, may we have the same passion, and may you and I together put this into practice. May we ask ourselves the question, what best serves the progress of the gospel? Let's pray these things into our lives. Lord, thank you for this great, robustious book with all its life and colour. Thank you for the Corinthian congregation with all its edginess and difficulty. And thank you for the Apostle Paul, for the way that he loves, for the way that he perseveres with these people. Lord, we praise you for your word. And today we want to thank you for pastors, for preachers of the gospel, for church planters, for evangelists, for all who seek to offer missional leadership to the church. And especially today we pray for those who either take a stipend from the church or are employed by the church. We recognize that sometimes the church, or indeed Christian organizations, are not the best employers, and we ask that you would help us to do better in the days that lie ahead. But Lord, we also ask that you would help us, whether we are pastors, preachers, homemakers, teachers, whatever we do, whatever our role, whatever our calling, may we ask the question, not primarily what is my right, but what is best for Christ and his gospel. Father, we love your Son and we love the gospel, the wonderful gospel diamond with so many facets that glitters as we turn it facing the light. We praise you for the gospel of Christ, that he came and lived and died and rose again and reaches out even through us to a hurting world with the message of salvation. Help each one of us to ask ourselves the question daily, what best serves the progress of the gospel? And as we pray and wrestle, and as we receive answers to that question, help us to be those who go with the grain of your word and are servants of Christ and of the gospel day to day. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.